大家早上好。
Good morning, everyone.
好像很多人都不太好。
Not everyone want to say good morning to me, don't you?
早上好。
Good morning.
谢谢。
Thank you.
请问在我们中间今天早上有多少位朋友，您到今天早上为止都还没机会信耶稣？
That's one question. How many of you in our midst this morning, up to now, you still haven't received Jesus as your Savior? How many?
可不可以举个手看一下？
Can I have a raise of hand, please?
不要客气啊。
Don't be shy.
请招待的同工，刚才举手的人，每人送他一本出人头地。
Ushers, please remember these names. All who have raised their hands, you will be receiving a gift.
啊？举高一点，招待才看得到你。
Okay, raise your hands up. We will give you one new book by Brother Peter Liu. A book written by Brother Peter Liu will be given to you as a gift. Ushers, please register their names.
招待，请帮忙一下好不好？
Okay, I'll give it direct right to you now. The front.
这边好像也还有，请举招待。
Bill on this side and
举高一点。
Martin on the front.One more. Ya.
基督徒你不要拿啊。
亚利。亚利。
是不是都拿到了？
Do you all are still one at the back?
还有哪一位没有拿到？
Anyone you haven't got the copy? Still there.
这边还有一位招待的，这边还有一位。是不是都拿到了？
You all have the copy.
这本书送给您，希望带回家，你能够好好看。
It's a present for you. Please bring it home and have a good read.
我讲的是普通话吗？
Well, Brother Liu is speaking Mandarin.
是吗？
Isn't it?
听得懂吗？
Can you understand? Mandarin or English?
我说这本书送给您带回家好好看。
I've just said this book is for you to bring home to read. Bring home to read.
你不要逼我嘛，我就是说请你现在不要看。
That means you're not going to read it now.
我们今天早晨要来读一段圣经。
We are going to read a passage from the Bible this morning.
在马太福音第一章第十八节开始。
The book of Matthew, chapter 1, verse 18.
我不知道你有没有圣经。
Have you got a Bible with you?
如果你没有，你旁边的基督徒有没有？
Or the one next to you, Christians sitting next to you, can help you.
请基督徒把圣经打开，然后找到马太福音第一章从十八节开始，拿给你的朋友看。
Open the Bible to the book of Matthew, chapter 1, verse
18. 前面也打出来了。
Or you can look at the screen.
我们从这里一直读到第一章的末了。
We'll read from verse 18 to the end of the chapter.
请你们帮忙读可以吗？
So we'll read it all together.
一二三。
This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph.But before they came together, she was found to be with the child through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit.She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will heal, save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophets. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he had no union with her until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus.
好，我们刚才所读的这段圣经
The passage we have just read
是在新约圣经的第一卷书
It's in the first book of the New Testament of the Bible
马太福音
The book of Matthew
的第一章
Chapter 1
一开始
In the beginning
刚刚说完了家谱的事情
Right after the genealogy was written
就开始介绍耶稣基督
Immediately is introduction to Jesus
圣经有一个很独特的地方
There's one characteristic in the Bible
圣经从来不证明有上帝的
The Bible never proves the existence of God
圣经是直截了当的告诉人
The Bible is clearly telling you the facts
在创世纪就是圣经的第一卷书
In the book of Genesis, the very first book of the Bible
第一章的第一节
Chapter 1, verse 1.
他就说起初神创造天地。
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
他没有告诉你有怎么知道有神。
He doesn't tell you how you're going to know God.
他没有告诉你神从哪里来。
He doesn't tell you where God comes from.
但是他告诉你这一位神在起初的时候。
But it tells you, in the beginning, God.
他创造了天地。
He created the heavens and the earth.
注意天地是诸天
When heaven refers to the plural many heavens
整个的宇宙
The whole universe
看得见跟看不见的宇宙
That universe you can see with your eyes as well as the universe you can't see with your eyes
都是他的创造
All created by him
到了新约的第一章第一节
and then,
第一段
And the first passage of the New Testament's first book
他就讲到耶稣基督降生的事
The birth of Jesus Christ
记在下面
Recorded as below
他告诉你耶稣基督
Telling you about Jesus Christ
耶稣是他的名字
Jesus is his name
基督是他的头衔
And Christ is his title
基督的意思
What does it mean by Christ?
就是救世主
The savior of the world
弥赛亚
Messiah
就是上帝
The God
他到地上来成为人的样式
When God came to the earth incarnated as man
他怎么来到这个世界
How God came to this earth
他介绍的这个故事
After introducing the story of Jesus Christ
对我们很多人而言
To many of us here
是很平常的
It's very common.
就是一个故事
Just a story.
玛利亚怀孕了
Oh, Mary got pregnant.
Oh, 怎么会怀孕呢
How did she get pregnant?
说圣灵让她怀孕
Pregnant by the Holy Spirit. Conceived by the Holy Spirit.
我希望你们有一点想象力
I want you to be more imaginative this morning.
在两千多年前
About 2,000 years ago.
在中东那一个很乡下的地方
in a rural place in the Middle East
有一个年轻的女孩子
a young girl
跟一个年轻的男孩子订婚
already betrothed to a young man engaged
那个年代的订婚
back then engagement
跟现在的订婚不太一样
is very different from our engagement now
那个年代的订婚
during that era
除了没有同房以外
besides they've never had sexual intercourse
他们是有夫妻的名分
They already have the relationship as husband and wife
这是为什么
This is why
到了第二十节的时候
When it comes to verse 20
主的使者向约瑟梦中显现
The Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream.
说大卫的子孙约瑟
Joseph, son of David.
不要怕
Do not be afraid.
只管娶过你的妻子玛利亚来
Take Mary home as your wife.
他没有说只管娶过你的未婚妻。
He didn't say see Mary home as your fiance.
是娶过你的妻子。
But take Mary home as your wife.
是他已经是他的妻子。
She's already your wife.
把她娶过来。
So take her home.
在那个年代
,in that period,
订过婚的人
,those have been betrothed,
只忙一件事情
,only were busy at one thing,
就是准备婚礼。
To prepare for the wedding.
那个年代的男人要准备婚礼很辛苦。
It's very hard indeed for a man, for the groom to prepare for the wedding.
因为那个年代不容易找到什么建筑公司。
Because back then you couldn't find any architectural construction firm.
什么事情都得自己干。
Because you have to do it all by yourself.
你想要结婚。
You want to get married?
你要有地方住。
You must find a place to live.
你就得自己干活。
Then you have to build a place.
所以男的很辛苦。
It's a very hard work for the groom.
女的辛苦吗？
What about the bride?
也很辛苦。
Also very hard.
因为那个年头没有 mall.
Because back then there was no shopping mall.
那个年头没有 department store.
No department store. 百货公司。
你想要什么东西？
Whatever you want to get.
要自己做。
Indeed, have to make it up yourself.
所以新娘子也很忙。
Indeed, the bride and the groom also very busy.
两个人都很忙。
Both the bride and the groom all very busy.
都很累。
Indeed, very tired.
但是差不多的男孩跟女孩在那个时候都很开心。
Of course, all of them were very happy and joyful.
为什么？
Why?
啊，为什么会开心啊？
Why would they be happy and joyful?
啊，要 get married 嘛？
Getting married, of course.
要结婚啦！
Soon to be married, of course, very joyful.
很开心的。
A beautiful day coming.
想象哈，想象哈。
So please think and imagine.
两个人都很忙。
Both of them very busy.
都很开心。
And happy.
然后有一天。
But one day.
Mary 跑去找 Joseph.
Mary ran to Joseph.
Joseph 可能正在屋顶上订房子。
Joseph might be just swinging the hammer or building the house.
远远的看到 Mary 过来。
From a distance, he saw Mary running to him.
很开心啊。
Very happy.
Oh, honey.
My honey, come on.
你怎么会来呢？
Why are you here this morning?
我非常高兴看见你啊。
I'm very happy to see you here.
Mary 就看着 Joseph.
And then Mary looked at Joseph.
我有个事要告诉你。
I need to tell you one thing.
Sure, tell me.
Tell me, what's wrong?
Wow. 我有了。
I'm pregnant.
你有什么？
Okay. I have something. What have you got?
我有 baby 了。
I am pregnant with a baby.
你能够想象约瑟的反应是什么吗？
Can you imagine the response, the reception of Joseph?
我们教会有一个年轻人的团契。
You know, in Brother Peter Liu's church, there was a young fellowship, new fellowship.
高中的、大学的、研究所的、做事的都有。
Senior high, university, young working professionals, all there.
我问这些孩子们。
So I asked them this question.
如果你的未婚妻
If your fiancé
跑来告诉你
Run to you one day and tell you
我怀孕了。
I'm pregnant.
你什么反应？
How would you respond?
有的男孩子说，有的男孩子说，
Some men responded this way.
你要气死我啊！
I will. You're killing me.
有的男孩子说，
But some other boy would say,
It is not me.
It's not mine.Nothing to do with me.
我没有干啊。
It's not done by me.
你怎么会怀孕呢？
How can you get pregnant?
没有结婚就怀孕。
Well, conception before marriage.
现在不是什么稀奇的事情。
It's nothing major in these modern days.
不要说两千年前啊。
Not to mention 2,000 years ago.
我小学六年级的时候。
Even when brother was 6 years old in his primary.
六年级。
In his primary 6.
你知道有一天我们放学啊。
One day after school.
我们的同学都说今天不回家。
And the student, all the pupils said, I'm not going to go home tonight.
为什么？
Why?
我们要翻过一个山头。
Because we have to climb over a mountain.
去到一个村庄。
To visit another village.
我们就问说为什么？
Then we ask him why.
我们要去看一个女人。
We want to see a woman.
为什么？
Why?
因为她还没有结婚就怀孕了。
Because why? She was pregnant even before she got married.
你听懂吗？
You understand?
因为在我们那个年代，
Because in that day,
我们没有听说过，
We never had heard such thing.
没有看过，
Ever seen such thing.
这是一个很稀奇的事。
It's something extraordinary.
所以我们的学生要翻一个山头去看一看。
So all of our students climbed a mountain to see from the other village.
两千年前。
2,000 years ago.
在犹太人的社会里。
In the Jewish society.
如果有一个女子没有结婚就怀孕。
If a young girl was pregnant before she got married.
村里的人就要用石头把他打死。
She'll be stoned to death by all the villagers.
所以你可以想象当约瑟听到这个消息。
So you can imagine when Joseph heard this news.
他里面的愤怒。
His anger.
他里面的迷惑。
His shock and
confusion. 他真的不知道怎么办呢。
He didn't know what to do.
我猜约瑟也会说怎么会有这种事呢
I thought he would immediately ask how could this have happened
然后 Mary 就跟他讲说我也不知道啊
But Mary would answer I don't even know how it happened
然后约瑟可能就问说到底是谁干的
Maybe Joseph would continue Who did it? Tell me
然后 Mary 就说 God
And Mary said God did it
然后约瑟就看看他。
Joseph will look at her.
我有那么蠢吗
？You think I'm so foolish?
你可以想象约瑟里面的痛苦。
You can imagine the agony or the pain inside Joseph.
这样的事情
，this thing，
就是上帝到地上来做人的故事。
This is the story of how God came to this earth.
你知道这个故事真的不合理呀、啊、
Well, indeed, this story doesn't make sense.
怎么会把一个女孩子没有结婚就怀孕
How can a young girl, before get married, could be pregnant?
然后就说上帝借着她到地上来做人。
And then her answer was, because this is God becoming man, coming to this earth.
有一年我到 Boston 去传福音。
Once brother went to Boston to preach the gospel.
我传福音就是讲这段圣经。
And as I was preaching, I was sharing on this passage.
我辛辛苦苦讲完了。
After I finished my message.
我问有没有人要信耶稣。
And then I asked who would like to become a Christian.
也有很多人要信。
Many responded.
我还很开心。
I was very happy.
可是等聚会完了。
And then after the meeting dismissed.
有一个女的。
A lady came.
她就走过来找我。
She came to look for me.
她的脸色非常不好。
I could see from her face, long face. Stern.
很生气。
Indeed angry.
她就对我说。
And she told me.
你太令我失望了。
You have disappointed me badly.
我说为什么
？And I ask her why? What happened?
他说我是来哈佛做访问学者的。
I'm a visiting scholar to Harvard.
我来到美国以后
After I arrived in America,
我第一次接触到信耶稣的人
It's my first time I come into contact with believers in Jesus.
我真的很喜欢你们这些信耶稣的人
I really like people, Christians like you.
我喜欢你们的爱心
I really enjoy your love.
我喜欢你们请我吃中国菜
Especially you take me out for Chinese food
我很喜欢跟你们一起唱诗歌
I really enjoy singing together with you
哇你们的歌真的很好听
Your singing is so beautiful
我也很喜欢听他们在教会里面讲圣经
I enjoy your Bible teaching in the church
因为圣经教的真的都是很对的事情啊
All the teachings from the Bible are so good and correct
然后他们教会的人告诉我
And then the people from the church told me
今天晚上是传福音的聚会
Tonight we've got an evangelical meeting
我就问他们什么叫做传福音的聚会
So I asked them, what does it mean by evangelical meeting, gospel meeting
他们就告诉我
And then they told me
就是把耶稣的故事讲给你听然后要你信耶稣
It's to tell you the story about Jesus and invite you to believe in Jesus
所以我那个女的就说
So that lady said
我就准备好今天晚上是要信耶稣的
I'm fully prepared to believe in Jesus tonight
哪里知道你在台上乱讲
How would I imagine that you were talking rubbish tonight
你说什么一个女的没有结婚就生小孩
And you said how can a young lady, a young girl, pregnant before even got married
哪里有这种事
How could that be possible?
这是不可能的
Impossible
我看着她
And then I look at her
我说为什么不可能啊
Why not possible?
她说你知道我在哈佛做什么研究吗
Do you know what sort of research work I'm doing in Harvard?
我研究不孕症
I am doing research on infertility
我太了解怎么样才可以怀孕。
I fully understand the whole process of reproduction.
你现在给我乱扯。
Now you are talking nonsense.
只有一个女人。
Only a woman.
没有男人。
No man.
没有男人的精子。
No sperm from a man.
就会生出一个 baby.
And a baby was born.
你胡说八道。
You are talking nonsense.
这是不可能发生的事
Simply impossible
我看看她
And then look at her
你怎么跟这样子的人辩论了
How can you debate with such person
她是专家
She's an expert
我就问她
And then I ask her
我说你知道宇宙怎么来的吗
Do you know how this universe came into existence
知道
Of course I know
我是学理工科的、
啊、I am expert in this field、
I study in science
Oh, I study science I study science
大爆炸理论都没有听过吗
Have you heard of the Big Bang Theory?
我说哦我听过啊
I did, I've heard about it
我说你知道什么叫大爆炸吗
But do you really understand the Big Bang?
我知道啊
I know
就是什么都没有的时候
So before anything came into existence
没有时间
No time
没有空间
No space
什么都没有
Nothing
然后突然之间
And all of a sudden
Bang
Bang
整个宇宙就出现了
The whole universe came into existence
这就叫做大爆炸理论吗
This is the theory of Big Bang
你没有听过啊
Have you heard of that?
我说听过
I heard
我说你再想一想
Come on, keep going
什么都没有
Nothing before
什么都没有
Nothing at all
然后突然之间
And all of a sudden
无中生有
Something coming out of nothing
Bang
Bang
什么都有了
Everything came into existence
我说你相信啊
Do you really believe in that?
她说我相信啊
She said I do
我当然相信啊
I certainly believe in that
我说你为什么相信啊
I'd ask you, why would you believe that?
他说 Because it happened
Simply because it happened
他说你看现在有宇宙嘛
You can see the universe now
发 发生了嘛。
It happened.
我说哦、okay. 原来你是这样子想的哦。
Is it how you perceive?
我说一个女人。
Now, a young girl.
没有男人。
No man, a woman.
上帝可以让他生出一个 baby,
and God can cause her to give birth to a son.
你不能够相信，
and you cannot accept this.
你可以相信什么都没有，
but you still can believe out of nothing, absolutely nothing.
砰一声，
just a bang,
整个宇宙就有了，
and the whole universe came.
他说啊，
yes.
然后他就看我，
and then she looked at me.
他，你真的相信一个女人没有男人自己就生了一个 baby?
Do you really believe a woman without a man can give birth to a son?
我说你听清楚。
Then I ask her, listen carefully.
我相信这件事。
I believe in this fact.
比我相信 Big Bang 要强万万倍。
It's much stronger than you ask me to believe in the Big Bang thousands, thousands times stronger.
Why?
怎么可能？
Because it happened.
Well, because it happened. 就这样发生了。
他就看我。
Then she looked at me, shocked.
你什么意思？
What do you mean?
什么叫做 it happened?
What do you mean by it happened?
我说耶稣降生了。
Jesus was born.
你能够否认吗？
Can you deny that?
他降生了。
He was born.
你怎么知道没有别的男人？
How can you know that there's no other man?
我说我怎么知道没有别的男人呢？
How do I know there's no other man involved?
因为 Mary 知道。
Why? Mary testified. She knew.
Mary 知道。
She knew.
没有别的男人。
There's no other man involved.
Mary 一直到她死。
Until the day she died, Mary herself.
她都知道她生的这个 baby 是上帝。
She knew that the baby she gave birth to was God.
我说你读圣经，你看所有关于 Mary 的记载。
You read the Bible, you read all the records about Mary.
没有一天，
not even one day,
Mary 会怀疑耶稣就是 God.
Mary would question about Jesus' identity as God.
我说他娘不怀疑。
Not even a doubt.
As a mother have no doubt.
A mother has no doubt.
我说你有什么资格有 doubt?
Why? Who qualifies you to even doubt Mary?
我说你晓不晓得？
Do you really know?
在整个人类的历史里面，
throughout the history of mankind,
没有一个人类敬拜的对象，
Not even none are.Focus of man's worship.
不管你是什么教，
whatever belief religions you belong to,
人们所敬拜的那一个人，
the man people worship,
他的妈妈，
we know his mother,
没有一个相信他的孩子是 God.
None of these mothers would believe her own son was God.
穆罕默德的妈妈绝对不相信穆罕默德是 God.
The mother of Muhammad would never believe Muhammad was God.
释迦牟尼的妈妈百分之两百的不相信他的儿子是 God.
The Siddhartha Buddha mothers would never believe her son was God.
观世音的娘就不说了。
We don't even want to mention the Chinese goddess.
因为观世音的娘他知道他生的是儿子。
You know what? The mother of the Chinese goddess, Guan Yin, believed that what she's going to give birth was a son.
只是后代的人不知道为什么把一个男的变成了女的，变娘娘。
But now, why after many years, people changed identity to be a goddess.
我的一个佛教朋友跟我开玩笑。
I have a friend, like a Buddhist.
他说也许这是人类历史上第一次变性手术。
Maybe it's the first ever like a transsexual operation. Transgender operation.
李洪志的娘。
The mother of 李洪志。
李洪志谁知道吗？
Who's 李洪志 you know?
他的娘被中央电视台记者访问的时候最后说的一句话有谁记得？
You know, the interview of 李洪娘's mother by the central broadcast television, that he heard last word, does anyone know?
他娘讲的最后一句话说，你们千万不要相信他呀。
Even the mom said at her last word, do not believe in him.
因为我告诉你们啊，
You know why? The reason.
你要骗别人呢、啊、是有可能的。
It is easy for anyone to cheat others.
但是你要骗你的娘啊。
If you want to cheat your own mom.
你告诉她说你是 God.
And you tell your mom you are God.
你回家试试看。
You can go and try.
你回去跟你娘说
Go home and tell your mom.
我有一个 secret 我从来没有告诉过你。
I'm going to tell you a secret I've never told anyone before.
I'm God.
I am God.
看看你娘怎么修理你。
See how your mom would like respond.
我们谁都有可能骗得到。
Of course we can lie to anyone and cheat people.
我们不可能骗我们自己的娘。
It's impossible.For you to lie to your mom.
我说圣经要这么清楚地记载耶稣基督降生的方式。
That's why the Bible clearly recorded the birth in detail of Jesus.
不是要证明有神。
It's not going to prove the existence of God.
因为有神的概念是在神创造的时候已经写在每个人的心中。
Because the concept of the existence of God when He created the world has already been put into you.
没有一个人
No one ever
是真的无神论者。
No one is a real atheist.
每一个说自己是无神论的都是说谎。
You know, everyone who claims to be an atheist, you are indeed lying.
因为
Because, simply,
你里面知道有
Deep in your heart, you know there is God.
你想想看
Just think.
你什么时候看到一件很不公平的事情的时候
Anytime when you come across a very unfair, unjust thing happening.
你里面会没有感觉
Anytime you would have no feeling at all.
不可能的
It's impossible.
你看到一件很不公平的事情的时候
When something very unjust happened.
你里面就有一个感觉。
Immediately you have this response.
怎么可以呢？
How can that be possible?
怎么可以有这种事呢？
How can this have happened?
天老爷不长眼睛吗？
Where is God?
奇怪啊。
Amazing.
这个世界上有这些不公平的事。
So many things unjust happening in this world.
你会不舒服。
You will feel uncomfortable.
为什么？
Why?
因为上帝告诉你这个世界上有神。
Because God is telling you there is God.
因为有神。
Because there is God.
所以这个世界应该是公平的。
And that's why this world should be just.
我们看到不公平，我们就觉得这不应该。
And when we see something unjust happening, we say it shouldn't have happened.
我们从小念书的时候
Since our, we were young. When we study.
一直被洗脑。
We've all been brainwashed.
没有上帝。
No God.
没有上帝。
No God at all.
绝对没有上帝。
Absolutely no God.
没有鬼。
No ghost.
没有神。
No devil. No God.
没有救世主。
No savior.
人死如灯灭。
When we die, we just extinguished.
人死了，什么都没有了。
When we die, totally annihilated.
从小被洗了这么多年。
We have been brainwashed for so many years.
你真的相信吗？
Do you really believe?
奇怪，你就是不相信。
But amazingly, you just don't cannot accept this.
为什么？
Why?
因为上帝造你的时候，
Because when God created you,
让你里面知道有东西啊。
He gave you inside some understanding. God is there.
我过去的两个，我过去一个多礼拜，
For the past week,
我主持了两个葬礼。
I was conducting two funeral services.
很有趣啊
Interestingly,
那些不信耶稣的朋友啊
Those unbelieving friends
你带他去到有死人的地方
Whenever you bring an unbelieving friend to a funeral service where a dead man was lying
带他去靠近有坟墓的地方啊。
Or bring someone close to the cemetery.
他没有一个开心的。
No one would be happy.
每个都吓得半死。
No, everyone was scared to death.
为什么啊？
But why?
人死如灯灭。
We always say when you die, all finished.
人死了什么都没有。
When you die, all extinguished.
你怕什么？
Why are you afraid?
你为什么会怕呢？
How come you are still afraid?
因为你心里知道有嘛。
Because deep inside you know there is something.
神从来不浪费时间告诉让我们知道我们有。
But God never went to waste time to tell you that he exists.
神却很清楚地让我们知道
But God has clearly let us know here
是谁
Who is God?
哪一个才是真的
Who is the true God?
耶稣
Jesus
因为只有耶稣是神道成了肉身来到人间
Because only Jesus is God coming to this earth
只有他的妈妈知道他是
Only his mom knew that he was
他的出生极为独特
His birth is very unique
因为他是神
Because he is God
如果他生的跟其他人生的一样那有什么稀奇呢
If his birth was like all other births there's nothing amazing
你知道在耶稣降生之前700多年
Do you know what? 700 years ago before the birth of Jesus
神就感动旧约的先知以赛亚
God has already moved Old Testament prophet Isaiah
说了一个伟大的预言
and he prophesied one great word
说将来有一天
one day there will be
有一个婴孩要为我们而降生
a baby will be born for our sake
但这个 baby 的降生是不一样的
but his birth will be different from other births
跟所有其他人的降生不一样
totally different from all other births
是童女生子
he will be born of a virgin
童女
A virgin,
一个没有性经验的女人
and a woman never had sexual intercourse,
没有任何的男人
never come into contact with a man,
就是她自己
all by herself,
上帝可以让她生一个孩子
God can cause her to give birth to a son,
只有这样生出来的孩子
only the son born like this,
我们才知道她是上帝到地上来
Then we understand he is indeed God coming to this earth.
你知道这个世界上有很多人以为自己是上帝的。
You know there are many men in this world thinking that he is God.
这个世界上也有很多人喜欢说别人是上帝的。
And there are other even more want to recognize people he is God.
中国人有一个天大的本领。
You know we Chinese have a very unique character.
我们可以把什么东西都变成神了。
We can idolize anything.
财神呢、
idolize money,
赌神呢、
gambling,
什么都可以当作神呢、
we can idolize any person,
灶神呢、
the stove, the kitchen,
狗也是神呢、
狗,
狗 a dog,
even a dog can be God,
石头也可以变神呢、
a stone can become a God,
一个老树也可以当作神呢、
an old tree can become God,
这都是人造神
these are all man-made God,
圣经所启示真的上帝
But the true God revealed in the Bible
是造人的神
is the God who created man
他来到人间
He came to this earth
他要让人知道你怎么知道是上帝来了呢
Then he wanted to people to understand How can you know that God has come?
哦、oh, 石头里面棒蹦出个猴子
It's not like a monkey coming out of explosion of a stone
不是
Not like that
是神在他到这个世界来之前
is way before God came to this earth
他写了很多很多他要来的时候会发生的事情
He already prophesied many events that would accompany his birth
我们今天读的只是他怎么样降生的预言
Today we have only just read the prophecy about his birth
这个预言在我们今天读的马太福音应验了。
The prophecy is related to what we have just read in Matthew.
但其实还有很多其他的预言。
But indeed, there are so many other prophecies about this.
譬如说上帝要到地上来做人的时候。
For example, when God came to this earth as a man,
他必须是 谁家的后代。
He must be the descendant of one particular family.
哦，这个别人家生的就不是。
So all other birth from other families wouldn't be counted.
必须是大卫的子孙。
Must be the descendants of David.
这个是难以想象的事情啊。
Well, indeed, it's hard to understand.
不但如此。
Not only that.
更难搞的是。
Even harder.
他怎么会说一定要生在伯利恒那个鸟不下蛋的地方呢？
And then definitely, it said he was born in Bethlehem, a very insignificant village.
伯利恒是一个小的不能再小的一个小村庄啊。
Bethlehem was only a tiny village.
如果我可以给上帝任何的建议的话，
You know, if I can give recommendation to God,
我一定跟他讲说生在上海。
Or I would certainly recommend about Shanghai.
那还差不多，对吧？
At least like Shanghai.
上帝到地上来做人。
You know what? God coming to earth as a man.
当然要到一个差不多的地方嘛。
Must be to a certain place.
当然你们这里也有人说应该上帝应该是来到雪梨才对。
Maybe some of you think Sydney would be better.
但是各位朋友，
My friends,
伯利恒是个什么地方啊？
What sort of village is Bethlehem?
你们现在去伯利恒，
Even if you visit Bethlehem now,
你还会觉得这个地方实在是鸟不下蛋。
Indeed, you would agree with me, it's truly nothing, magnificent.
你想一想，两千年前它更不像下蛋的地方了。
Imagine 2000 years ago, it was much worse than now.
就要生在那里。
But right at that place.
一定要生在那里。
It must be.
生在别的地方就不算。
Other places won't count.
生在那里就算了。
That's okay, just in Bethlehem then.
还要规定好。
And also another constraint.
他生完以后要到非洲去做难民。
And then after his birth, he would be a refugee in Africa.
在非洲做完难民，有一天还要再回到。
And after becoming a refugee in Africa, he would return to Palestine.
请问各位，
Let me ask you，
那几百年前啊，
Few hundred years ago，
六百年前，
600 years ago，
七百年前，
700，
八百年前，
800，
他们怎么知道这个事情的？
How could they know this would happen？
他们怎么知道耶稣在什么地方降生？
How could they predict Jesus be born at a certain place？
他们怎么知道他要做难民？
And would become a refugee.
怎么知道他有一天要从埃及回来？
And then one day would return from Egypt.
怎么知道的？
How could they know?
最精彩的是什么？
And the most amazing thing is,
在他还没有降生之前九百年，八百
年， eight, nine hundred years before his birth,
就先讲他要怎么死。
Already predicted howHe was going to die.
耶稣要怎么死啊？
How would Jesus die?
啊？
How?
怎么死？
How?
这个样死哦。钉十字架哦。
Nailed on the cross.
各位，你晓不晓得在整个人类的有记载的历史里面，
Can you imagine throughout the recorded history of mankind?
有多长的时间人类的政府是用钉十字架来处死犯人。
You know how many governments would crucify a criminal by nailing him on the cross?
中国有没有？
Happening in China?
印度有没有？
India?
都没有啊。
No, never happened before.
其他的国家都没有啊。
Nothing happened in other countries.
以前有没有？
Have not happened in the past?
以后有没有？
And not even in the future.
都没有啊。
No, this never happened.
前后不到200年的时间。
Only in the 200 period of time. Yes.
只有在很少的一块地方。
In a very tiny spot.
请问你旧约的先知怎么知道耶稣要钉十字架死？
How could the prophets in the Old Testament would predict how Christ would die?
你说砍头就很容易了嘛，对吧？
You can easily say he would be beheaded.
要钉死。
But no, he will be crucified.
讲怎么死已经很伤感情了。
You know, it's hard already to tell someone he's going to die.
要讲哪一天死哦。
But to tell you, on what day he would die?
早一天不可以哦。
Cannot be one day earlier.
晚一天也不可以哦。
Or one day later.
啊，就要这一天啊。
Right on that day, he would die.
不然他就不是逾越节的羔羊啊。
Otherwise, he wouldn't be the lamb of the Passover.
请问你啊。
Can you understand?
如果耶稣不是上帝，
If Jesus wasn't God,
这些事情怎么可能发生在他的身上？
How did all these events happen on him?
所以当我们在读这样子的圣经的时候，
So as we read these passages,
我们一定要记住，
We must remember,
神写这段圣经，
When God wrote this passage,
他主要的目的，
The whole purpose,
是让我们知道，
It causes us to understand,
他真的是神到地上来。
Truly, he is God coming to the earth.
他来的目的是什么呢？
And what is the purpose of him coming to the earth?
21节。
Verse 21.
可不可以请你们念一下？
Let's read it together, verse 21.
1, 2, 3.
She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus.Because he will save his people from their sins.
耶稣这个名字的意思，
The meaning of the name Jesus,
就是要把他的百姓从罪恶中拯救出来。
Is to save his people from their sins.
耶稣来到地上，
When Jesus came to this earth,
他最重要要做的是，
The main purpose of his achievement,
是要把人从罪恶中拯救出来。
Must save his people from their sins.
你也许觉得很奇怪。
Maybe you find it amazing.
什么意思啊？
What does it mean?
耶稣到地上来，如果给我们平安，
Would it be better if Jesus came to this earth to give us peace?
耶稣到地上来，让我们发财，
Or give us a wealth, prosperous.
耶稣到地上来，让我们可以有绿卡
，or give us a green card, right of abode, identity.
耶稣到地上来给我们健康
，or give us health.
耶稣到地上来，让我们家的老婆从老虎变绵羊
，or Jesus came to this earth and my wife would become from a tiger to a lamb.
喜欢不喜欢
？Do you like all these?
耶稣到地上来，让你的小孩以后不喜欢玩游戏，只喜欢学习。
Or cause your children no longer addicted to computer games, but just want to study well.
喜欢不喜欢
？Do you like these blessings?
喜欢吧。
Of course we do.
但是圣经没有说耶稣来去做这些事。
But the Bible didn't tell us all these.
圣经说他来要把自己的百姓从罪恶中拯救出来。
But the Bible says he will save his people from their sins.
你知道为什么吗？
But do you know why?
因为我们每一个人活在这个地上，
Because every one of us living on this earth,
我们有很多的要求，
We have so many demands.
我们有很多的需要，
Or wants, or needs.
我们有很多的痛苦，
Indeed, a lot of pain.
我们常常以为，
We often think,
只要把这个问题解决，我们就好了。
As long as this question problem solved, I will be much better.
我不知道你从小长到这么大，有没有过这种想法。
Have you ever had this thinking?
考到一个重点高中就好了。
If I can get to a selected school, I will be alright.
骗到一个白富美就好了。
If I can marry to a millionaire,I will be good.
我们常常都以为怎么样就好了。
You often think in our mind, if these things happened, I will be good.
但是各位，实实在在的告诉你，
But let me truly, honestly tell you,
不管你是谁，
Whoever you are,
不管你拥有什么，
Whatever you have already acquired,
你一辈子活在地上，
For all your whole life on earth,
就不会好了。
You will not be good.
就不会好了。
You won't be good.
永远不会好了。
Never.
听清楚吗？
Do you understand? Listen.
你知道为什么？
Do you know why?
因为我们都生在罪中，长在罪中。
Because we were all born in sins and grow in sins.
你知道对我们中国人而言呢？
Especially towards us Chinese.
因为中国人我们特别骄傲。
You know, Chinese are very proud.
我们总认为我这个人是不完美的。
We often think we are imperfect.
但是我比很多人都很好啊。
But still much better than many others.
你怎么说我是罪人啊？
And how can you now telling me I'm a sinner?
但是各位，圣经很清楚地告诉我们。
But the Bible clearly tells us.
我们每一个人都是罪人。
All of us are sinners.
我们在罪恶中被罪恶捆绑。
We indeed born in sins and under the bondage of sin.
我们知道对的事，我们没有能力去做。
We know what the right things are, but we do not have the ability to do it.
我们知道错的事情，我们偏偏去做。
We know these are wrong things, but we can but do it.
这是我们一生活在地上真正痛苦的来源。
This is the true reasons of our agony living on earth.
我们痛苦不是因为我们没有钱。
We are painful not because we are not rich.
各位，你怎么知道你穷？
Let me ask you, how do you know you are poor?
你怎么知道你穷？
How do you know when you are poor?
你说，哦，我当然知道，我只有银行没有什么钱嘛。
Of course I know because I don't have much in my bank account.
啊，那不一定。
Not necessarily.
很多人银行没有什么钱，他过得非常的富有。
There are many people not much in the bank accounts, but they live a very rich life.
我今年去西班牙。
Last year when I visited Spain,
我发现在那里很多西班牙人超级富有。
I've noticed and discovered there are so many very rich Spanish people there.
他们跟菲律宾人差不多。
They were like the Philippines.
你看他真的没有钱。
You looked at them, they appeared to be poor.
他每天开心的不得了。
But they were so happy every day.
又喝。
They drink.
又吃。
They eat.
我的朋友告诉我。
My friend told me.
他们的公司啊。
Their companies.
发工资不可以同一个礼拜发的。
And they couldn't give wages on the same week.
他们是要把公司的人分了四个 group.
They would categorize their employees into four groups.
然后这个礼拜发第一个 group.
Week one to this group.
第二个礼拜发第二个 group.
And week two, another group.
然后再发第三个 group.
And the third.
再发第四个
and the fourth,
然后再回来
and back to the week one.
我说为什么
why
他说发完工资这个 group 就没有人来上班
because the moment you gave the wages out they wouldn't come back to work
他们就去高高兴兴的该 shopping 就 shopping
they would quickly spend the money in shopping and whatever
该吃就吃该喝就喝
they would go and eat and drink and spend the money
他们快乐得不得了
they were very happy people
他比很多人中国人富有太多了。
Indeed, they are much richer than many Chinese.
中国人有一大堆的存款。
You know, Chinese, you have a lot in your bank savings.
然后穷得要死。
But live a very poor life.
根本不知道怎么花钱。
And they don't know how to spend their money.
所以他们现在很感谢他们的富二代。
And that's why they really should be grateful to their, spoiled second generation.
因为富二代很懂得怎么招待第一代的钱。
Because the spoiled second generation really know how to spend all the money from the father's parents.
人生活在地上。
You know, when you live on this earth,
你会痛苦不是因为你没有钱。
You feel pain not because you don't have money.
因为很多比你有更多钱的人可能比你更痛苦。
Because people who are much richer than you, they live an even worse life.
相信不相信
Do you believe that?
你怎么知道你穷
How do you know you are poor?
我教你
Let me teach you
就是你心里面常常想
Because something you always want
In your heart
In your...
你常常在想只要有钱就好咯
Because always in your heart you think If I've got more money I will be good
当你这样想的时候
The moment you think this way
你就是个穷光蛋
You areVery poor.
不管你有多少存款
No matter how much money you have in your bank,
穷光蛋
you are very poor.
而且你很傻
And then you are foolish.
因为再多的钱你还是不好的
Because even more money you've got, you will still have the same feeling.
你如果活得够久
Indeed, if you live long enough,
你就会明白
you will understand
人生中真正让你搞不定的痛苦的事情。
There are things that really you cannot solve with certainty.
真正痛苦的是
the real pain
是再多的钱都不能搞定的。
Is indeed things that money can never help to solve.
同意吗？
Do you agree with that?
钱可以搞定的事，坦白讲还是小事。
Things that can be solved with money indeed are minor things.
人生真正的大麻烦都是再多的钱没戏。
Your biggest problem in life can never be solved with money.
人生活在地上真正的痛苦
The real pain you have been suffering
不是没有钱
not because of lack of money
不是没有爱情
or lack of love.
哦、oh, 很多年轻人呢
So many young people.
你知道我旁边200多个年轻人呢
There are about 200 young people living with Brother Leo.
不是 living, 就是常常跟我活在一起。
Accompanying with.
真正跟我住的只有八个。
About 8 young people are staying with Brother Leo.
这些年轻人呢
These young people.
他们在 Facebook 上面呢、
In Facebook. Nenpo.
可以有五百个朋友
They can have 500 friends
一千个朋友
Or even 1,000 friends in Facebook
他们每天呢、啊、忙着又是什么 Instagram
Every day they're busying with their Instagram
Snapchat 啊这个 Facebook
Facebook
在那边算呢、啊、他弄了一个东西有几个朋友给他赞呢、啊
You know what? Just one upload of pictures and waiting for how many would say tick and yes and like.
好可怜啊
Very pitiful.
真的要哭的时候谁陪你哭啊
But when you're in true misery, who would weep with you?
这些年轻人他们最大的问题
The biggest problem that young people are facing
是他们极度的 lonely.
They were extremely lonely.
所以他们就要玩爱情游戏。
So, want to play the game of love.
哦、oh, ，有人爱我。
Oh, someone is loving me.
哦、oh, ，你没有看他对我笑吗
？Can you see he's smiling to me?
他们以为有一天有人爱你，你就 OK 了。
They think one day if you're being loved by someone, you'll be fine.
但是很悲哀啊。
But very sadly.
人间的爱啊
the, man, the love of man
翻脸跟翻书一样的
You know The moment they turn their face is like the moment they turn a book
今天可以爱死你啊
Today they will claim to love you to death
明天会爱你死哦
And tomorrow they will love you to die
人生活在地上真正的痛苦
The true reason of pain on earth
是因为罪恶让我们变成自私
It's because sin has caused us to be selfish
罪恶让我们跟人有距离
Sin has caused us to be departing from man
我们一直没有办法得到那个真实的喜乐和平安
We can never be able toobtain the true happiness and joy and peace
我们得不到的很想要
because we don't have it we do want to get it
我们得到了我们又觉得没什么
but once we acquire something we just find it not significant anymore
小孩子玩游戏、啊、
young kids playing games
哇拼命玩啊拼命玩啊拼命玩啊
spend whole life whole hoursPlaying the game.
不要吃饭不要睡觉
Not even sleeping or eating.
要再过一关啊
I just want to have another level up.
我再过一关啊
One level up.
我买到这个很好的武器啊
I want to acquire another weapon.
我开心得不得了啊
I'm so happy about it.
然后呢
And then?
然后呢
What happened afterwards?
还有下一关啊
Another level for you.
然后呢
And after that?
要不了多久。
And not long.
你就会发现。
You will discover.
罪恶是一个无底的深渊。
Sin is a bottomless pit.
我们出不来。
We cannot escape.
我们被陷在里面。
We are actually being constrained inside.
罪恶极为可怕的地方。
The most terrible thing about sin.
是让我们去伤害我们周围那些爱我们的人。
It causes us to harm people that are loving us.
很多年轻人跟我哭。
You know, many young people come to me and cry.
为什么哭？
Why?
因为受伤。
They were hurt.
好朋友伤害他。
Good friends hurting them.
父母伤害他。
Parents hurting them.
从来没有一次
Never once
卖菜的让他心碎
The hawkers on the market would hurt anyone
每一次人的心受伤害都是被那一些我们爱的人
Every time you feel hurt is because you were hurt by someone you love
奇怪吧
Isn't it amazing?
同意不同意
Do you agree?
每一次受伤都是被你爱的人伤害的。
Every time you were hurt by someone you love.
同意吗
？Do you agree?
同意哦。
Yes.
那现在我假设你是有良心的人。
I assume you're with a clear conscience, a normal conscience.
我想请问你一个问题。
Let me ask you one question.
爱你的人是谁让他们的心碎呢
Then those who loved you, who has caused them to be hurt.
你的心碎都是你爱的人，对吧
You were hurt because you loved certain.
那爱你的人他们心碎是谁造成的呢
Then when those people who loved you, they were hurt, then who caused their hurt?
你千万不要告诉我说 not me.
Don't tell me it's not me.
罪恶最可怕之处
You know, the most terrible thing about sin is
就是我们伤害了别人我们都还不知道
That we have hurt someone not even we knowing we are hurting.
耶稣基督到地上来
When Jesus Christ came to this earth
只有他
Only him.
可以把我们从罪恶中拯救出来
Can save us from our sins.
因为他为我们的罪钉死在十字架上
He died for our sins on the cross.
三天以后他从死里复活
In three days, he was raised from the dead.
他胜过了死亡
He overcame death.
他胜过了罪恶
He overcame sin.
今天每一个愿意相信他的人
Today, whoever wants to believe in him,
可以不再做罪恶的奴仆。
You can no longer remain as slaves of sin.
这叫做福音。
This is our good news.
这叫做好消息。
This is truly the good news.
很多人都不懂。
So many of us don't understand.
以为信耶稣是很大的学问。
Thinking, believing in Jesus is something huge academically.
我要做很多研究。
I need to do a lot of research.
我要好好读圣经。
I must read the Bible well.
我要常常聚会。
I always come to the meeting regularly.
也许有一天我可以信耶稣。
Maybe one day, then I will become a Christian.
不是的。
It's not true.
信耶稣是一件非常简单的事。
To believe in Jesus is indeed very simple.
耶稣说。
Because Jesus said,
凡愿意的都可以来。
Whoever is willing,Can come.
听清楚啊。
Do you hear that?
耶稣没有说凡搞懂的可以来。
Jesus didn't say, whoever understand can come.
如果耶稣说凡搞懂的可以来很麻烦啊。
It will be hard for us if Jesus said, whoever understand can come.
因为绝大部分的人信耶稣的时候都搞不懂。
Because most of us, when we believe in Jesus, we still didn't understand.
我们不懂为什么。
We just didn't understand.
为什么上帝要爱我们？
Why would God love us?
你懂吗？
Do you understand why?
你漂亮？
Because you're pretty?
你有钱？
You're rich?
都不是嘛。
Absolutely not.
你哪里懂？
How do you understand?
你当然不懂嘛。
Of course you don't.
2000年前耶稣钉死在十字架上。
2000 years ago, Jesus was crucified on the cross.
为什么就可以赦免你的罪啊？
Why would that pass on forgiveness to you?
你懂吗？
Do you understand why?
你想死你也想不懂。
Think to you really cannot, even if you try very hard.
无限大的上帝。
God is without limit.
可以住在一个有限的人的心里面。
Can live and abide in a very small man's heart.
你懂吗？
Can you understand?
很多我们都搞不懂的。
So many things we don't understand.
耶稣没有说凡搞懂的可以来。
Remember, Jesus didn't say whoever understands can come.
没有。
No.
他说凡愿意的。
But whoever is willing.
什么样叫愿意的？
What does it mean by willing?
就是你不喜欢继续活在罪恶中。
Simply, you don't want to remain in sins anymore.
你不希望被你爱的人伤害。
You don't want to be hurt by the one you love.
你也不希望去伤害你所爱的人。
You don't want to hurt those you love.
你希望可以活出一个样子，是你自己觉得做人就应该这样子活的。
You can simply live out a life that you think as a man.I should live that way.
你想做的对的事情，你有能力去做。
The right things, you have the ability to do it.
你不想做的恶事，你可以有能力跟他说 no.
And the evil things you don't want to do, you can get rid of it.
这个叫做愿意的。
This is what is meant by those who are willing.
耶稣更够意思的一点。
And more deeply here.
耶稣没有说凡有缘的可以来。
Jesus didn't say whoever have this.Special calling can come.
你知道我的一个大学同学
，One of my classmates in the university.
大学毕业以后，他就去当和尚了。
You know, after he graduated from this university, he became a monk.
我们开同学会啊
，We have the student reunion.
你们猜哪两个人坐在一起
？Can you imagine two people sitting together?
啊，那肯定是我们两个嘛。
Only two of us.
我们同学就很喜欢搞这种事啊。
You know, students, alumni always want to have these things happening.
就把和尚跟一个，他们叫我牧师，我说你乱讲，我不是牧师。
Now, a monk with a pastor, even though Brother Lee doesn't want this title.
就把我们两个放在一起。
A monk and a priest, and a pastor.
其实我们两个在大学是好朋友啊。
Indeed, we were very good friends back in the uni time.
所以我们坐在一起没有问题的。
No problem of us sitting.
但这些人就很喜欢看我们会不会吵架。
But other alumni students were waiting for us to argue on something.
那我们从来不吵的。
But we never argue.
有一次稍微声音大一点的。
But once we were a bit loud.
为什么声音大一点呢
？Why we were loud?
因为他说
，Because he said,
耶稣啊。
Jesus
讲的道理是很好啊
，very good teachings，
但是有点小气啊
，but she was a bit narrow or like
narrow-minded。为什么要信耶稣才可以得永生呢
？Too exclusive. Why would anyone must believe in Jesus to have eternal life？
啊，不信耶稣就倒霉啊
！What about those unbelievers? Are they like bad luck？
我说，那你们的佛比较好。
Or maybe your Buddha is better.
他看看我，他说有什么不好呢
？And what's wrong? You looked at me.
我说佛度有缘人呐、啊。
Because in your Buddhism, the teaching was only those with special luck can come. Aspiration.
没有缘的人就死定哦。
Those don't have this aspiration would certainly die.
我说你根本没有搞清楚啊。
You actually haven't got it clear yourself.
耶稣才是 open-minded.
Indeed, Jesus was very open-minded.
因为耶稣说凡愿意的都可以来。
Because Jesus said, whoever is willing can come.
聪明的可以来。
Clever man can come.
笨的也可以来。
Stupid people can come.
有钱的可以来。
Rich man can come.
没钱的也可以来。
Poor man also welcome.
漂亮的可以来。
Pretty people can come.
丑的也可以来。
Ugly people also welcome.
有缘的可以来。
Those with aspirations can come.
没缘的照样可以来。
You don't have inspiration, you can come as well.
每一个到耶稣面前来的人。
Everyone who has come to Jesus.
耶稣说凡到我面前来的。
Whoever comes to me.
我一个都不丢弃。
None of them will be deserted.
我说你要找比这个更宽宏大量的。
Can you find anyone more open-hearted, open-minded than Jesus?
找不到了。
No, you can't.
一个也没有了。
You cannot find another one.
这叫好消息。
This is our gospel, our good news.
你不需要搞懂。
You don't need to understand.
你不需要什么都会。
Or have to understand everything.
你不需要变得更好
or you don't even want to need to be better.
你只要愿意
as long as you are willing,
愿意脱离罪恶
willing to depart from sins,
愿意接受上帝的恩典
willing to accept the grace from God.
什么叫做接受上帝的恩典
What does it mean by accepting the grace of God?
就是让上帝他在十字架上所成就的救恩洗去你的罪
But it's allowed the salvation accomplished on the cross to cleanse your sins.
耶稣基督可以给你一个新的生命
And Jesus Christ would give you a new life.
然后你就可以跟他永永远远的在一起
And you will be and can be with him forever.
这叫以马内利
This is the meaning of Emmanuel.
大部分的基督徒
Many Christians here.
根本不太懂什么叫以马内利。
Don't understand the true meaning of Emmanuel.
我们会唱。
We can sing.
但是我们不一定懂。
But we might not understand.
神跟我们在一起啊。
God be with us.
你知道那是什么意思吗
Do you understand the meaning?
那是一个不能够想象的好啊。
It is something unimaginably good to us.
好到你不能够明白啊。
Good to an extent that you just cannot perceive.
我们常常以为上帝跟我们在一起。
We often think, oh, God be with us.
左边看看。
Look at your left.
右边看看。
Look at your right.
前面看看。
Front.
后面看看。
And back.
没有啊。
I can't see.
在哪里？
Where is God?
哦，神在我们心里。
Oh, God is inside our heart.
摸摸。
Touch your heart.
也没有烧啊。
Not burning.
在哪里
But where is God?
什么叫做神跟我们在一起
So what does it mean by God be with us?
圣灵住在我们的里面
The Holy Spirit abides inside
不是一个感觉
It's not a feeling
不是看见
It's not something you can see
是神做的一个奇妙的工作
But it's a wonderful work done by God
我们教会不止年轻人多啊。
You know, in my church, not only we have many young people.
我们老人也不少啊。
Indeed, many elderly.
我们那个年长聚会一聚会的时候。
When we have the elderly gatherings.
你知道那个都是七十几岁的人去的时候就是年轻人啊。
You know, 70s are classified as young in that meeting.
因为我们年长聚会九十几岁的八十几岁的一堆啊
Because we have lots of 80s and 90s in the elderly meeting.
像那个不到七十的有的时候想进去蹭饭啊
You know, the 70 was just like wants to get something out of it.
会被踢出来啊
You know, you will be expelled younger than 70.
这么年轻跑来干什么
You're so young, why are you here?
这么多年长的
So many elderly people.
我有的时候发现有一些悲哀
But often I've discovered some mystery
非常非常深的悲哀
Indeed very very deep hurt
你知道是什么吗
You know the reason?
就是结婚几十年了
After getting married for decades
两个人在一起
好像不在一起。
Two together, just like not together at all.
听懂吗？
You understand?
今天很多老公跟老婆有没有住在一起？
Nowadays, there are so many still elderly couples living together.
哦，是啊，住一个房子嘛。
Of course, they share the same room.
他们真的在一起吗？
But are they really together?
他们中间一天有多少有意义的互动和交流呢？
How many interactions, meaningful conversations during a day?
说来说去就是那几句话。
Just few same words.
吃药了没有啊？
Have you eaten your medicine?
不要忘记你的眼镜。
Don't forget your glasses.
以马内利。
Emmanuel,
在圣经里面
in the Bible,
它这个意义是非常深的
has a very deep meaning,
是神要跟我们在一起
but it's God to be with us,
是神想跟我们在一起
God wants to be with us,
是神用尽了一切的办法来拯救我们为着要跟我们在一起
but God has by all means used all methods,to save us so that he can be with us.
你知道这是多么伟大的事啊。
You know, this is such a great thing.
他懂我们啊。
He understands us.
神懂我们啊。
He understands us.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
My dear brothers and sisters.
我不知道你今天活在这个地上。
I don't know, today you're living on earth.
有谁懂你？
Who really understands you?Know you?
谁真的懂你?
Who really know you?
你一堆的朋友
You have heaps of friends.
谁懂你?
But who knows you?
谁能够真的 understand 你最深处的感觉?
Who can understand the deep feeling in your heart?
谁懂你?
Who?
以马内利
But Emmanuel,
这一位耶稣
this Jesus,
他进到你的心里
he enters into your heart,
他懂你
he understands you.
你知道这是多宝贵的事吗?
You know, this is such a precious thing.
一个人活在地上
a man living on earth,
如果有人真的懂你
if someone truly understands you,
你幸福不幸福啊?
Are you lucky?
幸福吗?
You feel lucky?
你真的觉得有人懂你
One day when you really understand someone truly knows you
如果今天有一个人懂你
If there's one
你要好好珍惜他
Treasure him or her
太难了
So hard to find even one
中国的老祖宗
You know our ancestors, Chinese
有一句老话
One slogan, proverb
相识满天下
We have many acquaintance
下一句什么
What is next?
知心有几人啊
But who truly understand me?
如果你今天有人懂你
If there are someone truly understand you today
好不好
Was it good? Is it good?
好不好
Is it a good thing?
好
Yes
但是我告诉你啊
But let me tell you
懂你的人不一定在乎你啊。
Those who understand you, not necessarily treasure you.
你知道吗?
You understand?
我刚去美国的时候。
When I first arrived in America.
你知道我们那个年代的留学生啊。
You know, back in our days, overseas students.
一个字形容我们绝对不会错。
One word description is very vivid.
哪个字?
What word?
穷嘛
poor or poor
穷
poor
穷
very poor
真的穷
really poor
穷得不像话
like can't imagine how poor
有奖学金够不够用
scholarship but not enough
要不要打工
do you need to work
都要打工的
of course we have to work on top
很辛苦的
very hard work
我那个时候很穷。
I was very poor back then.
要去打工。
I needed to work.
有的时候一个工不够，打两个工。
Sometimes not just one but two works.
很辛苦啊。
Worked very hard.
我的朋友。
My friend.
有一天我在校园看到他。
One day I met him in the campus.
他用白布把头包起来。
He used a, like a bandana or a turban. Or,
我说你搞什么学日本人啊？
I thought what happened to you, like a Japanese.
他说不是不是。
Like a headscarf. He said no.
他说我昨天骑脚踏车送外卖。
Yesterday I was on my bicycle for takeaway, delivery.
撞睡着了。
I was sleeping, dozing.
撞到树上。
And ran into a tree.
所以我把它包起来。
So I'm covering my head.
你就知道我们那个年代就是这样子的。
Then you understand how hard our lives were back then.
功课压力很大。
Huge pressure at school.
因为那个年代我们要念书啊。
You know, back then when we have to study,
如果成绩不好。
If you didn't have good mark,
下学期的奖学金就没了。
Your scholarship would finish for the next semester.
奖学金没了是什么意思知道吗？
You know what does it mean? When a scholarship ends,
那就表示你 finish 了。
That means you are finished.
你就完了。
All done.
因为那个年代没有海归这两个字的。
You know, back then, we don't have like a triumphant return to home.
那个年代的留学生啊，
Back then, the overseas students,
一出国的时候
the moment you left the country,
都是风萧萧兮易水寒。
It's just like saying goodbye to your mother tongue.
壮士一去不复返了。
It's like a one way.
那个年代的留学生念不出来就是死路一条。
Back then, overseas students, if you couldn't succeed, you're like a dead man.
苦啊
，very bitter，
功课压力很大
，huge pressure for study，
打工很辛苦
，and work very hard。
你知道很多的工啊是黑工啊
，you know indeed many works are illegal。
老板吃定你了
，and the boss would realize your situation。
要做是吧
？have to work，
不喜欢呢
？you like it or not？
要做嘛
？you like it you work， you don't like it you keep working。
怎么办？
What do you do?
乖乖的。
Must be compliant.
很不合理的要求。
Very unjust demand.
乖乖的。
Still have to comply.
因为你不做，有别人做啊。
If you don't, someone would come in.
累啊。
Very tired.
气啊。
Very angry.
然后还在教会有一点服事。
And then we have to serve in the church.
你们没有在教会服事的人。
You know those who have never served in church.
你们就会觉得在教会服事很开心的。
You might think, oh, it's so easy and joyful to serve in the church.
你在教会做一点服事就知道了。
But then the moment you started to serve in the church.
因为教会里面的人跟你一样都是罪人啊。
Because those you are serving are like you are sinners.
他一定会踩到你的尾巴。
They will certainly step on your back.
很痛的。
Very hurtful.
你知道我们在外面受气啊，还可以忍耐啊。
You know, often we suffer outside in the world.
我们觉得我们服侍上帝怎么可以受气呢？
But we think we are now serving God. How can we be misunderstood?
哇，气死啊！
Really upsetting.
常常很痛苦啊。
Often very, very painful.
有一天我是痛苦到都不行了。
Once I was truly desperate.
我去打工。
I worked.
我们打工的地方。
The place I worked,
大家都是先到那里，一人去拿一杯咖啡。
First, we all went to have a cup of coffee.
然后就开始工作。
And then start to work.
那你知道这个美国人呢是很假的。
You know, Americans are actually very hypocritic, fake.
见面呢
When they see and greet,
早上一定就是 Good morning, how are you?
Right. 早上好，你们好吗？
然后我们每一个人的标准答案都是一样的。
And all model standard answer.
Fine, thank you, how are you?
我很好啊，你好吗？
那都是废话。
This is just all nonsense.
我那天太痛苦了。
I was so much in pain.
然后我看到我一个同学
I saw one of my classmates.
他是从南美洲来的
He came from South Africa, America.
他比我还苦啊
He was even worse than us.
因为他的国家比我们还穷啊
Because his country was worse than
而且他的国家已经几十年打仗了
And for a few decades, the country was in war.
从来没有一天太平的日子。
Never a day of peace in his
country. 他都不知道他回家的时候家里还有几个人活着。
He didn't even would imagine how many would be still alive when he returned.
所以他跟我一样没有钱啊。
He was as poor as I am.
然后跟我一样痛苦啊。
Same as, bad as I am.
然后那天早上我们去喝咖啡。
So, in the morning we were having a cup of coffee.
他就跟我说 ,Good morning, how are you?
And he greeted me, good morning, how are you?
我那天就没有办法给他标准答案。
I didn't give him the standard answer.
我就跟他说 no good.
And I told him, 不好。
因为他了解我。
Because he understood me.
他跟我在穿同一双鞋的。
Really on the same shoes.
一样痛苦的。
Experienced the same pain.
所以我就跟他说 no good.
And I told him, 不好。
我期待他至少会跟我说不要怕。
I was expecting him at least to console me, Zaya. Don't worry.
结果我做梦都没有想到。
Out of my wildest dream, his response was.
他听到我说 no good.
After he heard me saying no good.
他说 too bad.
He said too bad. 我就不幸，很不幸。
他就走了。
And he left.
我拿着咖啡啊。
I was holding my cup of coffee.
我眼泪就掉下来。
I was in tears.
我从来没有感觉到如此的孤单。
I have never felt so lonely on that day.
有人懂我。
Someone understands me.
他却根本不在乎。
But he didn't care about me.
很 hurt.
Really hurt on that day.
你今天活在地上。
Today you live on this earth.
如果有人懂你。
If someone understands you.
而且很在乎你。
Really cares about you.
幸福吗
?Are you blessed?
幸福吗
?Are you lucky?
真的很幸福了。
Very lucky already.
很幸福了。
Very lucky.
但是我告诉你。
But let me tell you.
以马内利比这个还好。
Emmanuel is better than this.
因为有人懂你。
Yes, someone understands you.
有人在乎你。
And cares about you.
不一定可以帮你哦。
But not necessarily he can help you.
有一天晚上两点钟。
One night at 2 o'clock midnight.
我的电话响。
My phone rang.
我拿起来。
I pick up the phone.
一个女孩子的声音。
A young lady's voice.
她只说叔叔。
Uncle.
就没声音了。
And that's it.
然后我就听了。
And then I heard, I listened.
我就听到在哭啊。
I heard crying.
她一直在忍着不哭啊。
She was trying to hold her cry.
可是我知道她忍不住啊。
I knew at the end she couldn't hold anymore.
我说要哭就大声哭吧。
And I told her, just cry it out loud.
她大哭啊。
And then she cried really loud.
哭了半天啊。
After a long cry.
我就等啊
I was waiting
要等她哭完嘛
Until she finished
她说她不要我了
And she said I want to terminate
He left me
Or he left me
她走了
He left me
她不要我了
Oh, my boyfriend didn't want me anymore
伤心啊
She was so hurt
痛苦啊
So agony
我懂不懂
Do I understand?
我懂的
I do
因为几个月前呢
Just few months before that
我的女儿经历同样的事情啊
My daughter experienced the same thing
所以我很懂啊
So I really understood her feeling
被一个你爱的人背叛了
Deserted or betrayed by someone you love
很痛的
very very painful
很痛苦
truly hurtful
我懂了
I understood
我 care 不 care
but do I care
我很 care.
I cared.
我们教会的这些孩子，我每个都当自己的孩子在养。
I treat every child or young people in my church like my own child.
我真的很 care 他们。
I really care about them.
可是我不知道怎么安慰他。
But I didn't know how to comfort her.
我怎么帮助他？
How could I help her?
我实在没有办法。
I really couldn't.
我知道我跟他讲。
I knew I was talking to her.
如果我说，啊，他走了是他的损失。
I could have told her, well, his departure was his loss.
有用吗？
Would that be helpful to her?
没用。
No.
我说什么呢？我说不要哭了，没关系的。
Could I say, don't cry, it's no big deal.
还有更好的男人。
Better man coming for you.
有用吗？
Would it help her?
没用。
Useless.
所以我不知道要说什么。
I just didn't know what to say.
我后来问他。
And then at the end I asked her.
我说这样子吧。
What about this?
我明天去买把枪，我把他干了。
Tomorrow, I'm going to shoot him dead.
不要不要不要
No, 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 don't do that, don't do that.
亲爱的朋友
My dear friends,
以马内利
Emmanuel,
是这一位无限大的上帝
The limitless God,
他要把你从罪恶中拯救出来
He wants to save you from your sins.
以至于他可以完全的懂你
So that he can fully understand you
他可以完全的在乎你
And fully cares about you
更宝贵的
And more importantly and precious
因为他是全能的上帝
Because he is omnipotent God Mighty God
他可以帮助你
He is able to help you
在你人生完全走投无路的时候
When you are coming to the end of your life
他会在那里
He is there to help you.
他能够给你安慰。
He can comfort you.
他可以给你力量。
He can strengthen you.
他可以在黑暗中让你唱歌。
He can cause you to sing even in darkness.
他可以在绝望中给你希望。
In your helplessness, he would give you hope.
这叫做以马内利。
This is the true meaning of Emmanuel.
我们低头祷告。
Shall we bow and pray now?
我现在要奉主耶稣基督的名
Now in the name of Jesus
我要求我们中间有任何一位朋友你愿意上帝救你脱离罪恶成为你的以马内利请你把手举起来
I demand whoever in our midst you want, you are willing to invite God to be your Emmanuel to save you from sins Please raise your hand now
请把手举起来。
Please raise your hand now.
有谁愿意脱离罪恶？感谢主，感谢主。
Who is willing to depart from sin?
还有哪一位
？Anyone else?
还有谁？好，我看到了，请放下。还有哪一位
？I've seen. Please put down your hand. Anyone else wants to?
感谢主。还有哪一位
？Anyone?
还有哪一位？我看到了，请放下。还有哪一位
？Anyone more? Any?
你愿意上帝来爱你、救你、脱离罪恶？恭喜你，请放下。
You want?
我看到。还有哪一位？恭喜你，请放下。恭喜你，请放下。恭喜你，请放下。还有哪一位
？Anymore？
恭喜你，请放下。还有哪一位
？Anymore？ Raise your hand。
上帝没有说搞懂的可以来。
God didn't say whoever understands can come。
上帝说你愿意的就可以来。
Whoever is willing come。
请你把手举起来。
Again, please raise your hand。
还有谁？感谢主。还有哪一位
？Thank God。
还有哪一位
？Anymore？
还有没有一位
？Yes。Praise the Lord. Anymore?
还有哪一位？还有吗
？Yep. Anymore?
恭喜你，恭喜你。
Congratulations.
还有没有？还有没有一位
？Anymore?
还有没有一位朋友
？Anymore friends?
你说我愿意有以马内利的神。
You want God Emmanuel to come?
还有哪一位
？Anymore?
请你把手举起来。
Please raise your hand. Thank you. Praise the Lord.
还有没有？
And one more.
还有哪一位
？Any more?
感谢主，感谢主。好，
yeah, thank God.
请你跟招待。刚才举手的都请跟招待去。
Those who have raised your hand, please actually follow the ushers. We have something for you.
请跟招待去，招待有书要送给你，还要跟你谈话。
and also help you.
还有哪一位你愿意现在往后面走？
Anyone willing,
愿意的就带他去。
Go to the back.
来，到后面去。
And brothers and sisters can bring them.
还有哪一位？
Any more?
还有没有一位朋友？
Any more? Maybe.
你说我愿意以马内利的神，你现在跟着到后面去。
God Emmanuel.
我希望上帝能够懂我，在乎我。帮助我，救我脱离我的罪恶，请你现在就跟招待到后面去。还有没有一位？
Please go to the back and follow the ushers. They want to help.
还有一位吗？
Anyone more? Anyone
more? 不要把你的罪恶带回家。
Don't bring your sins to home.
你今天来到这里，
Today you come here.
是因为上帝爱你，
Because God loves you.
他吸引你，
Because He attracts you.
他要救你。
He wants to save you.
救你从罪恶中出来。
Save you from your sins.
你愿意。
If you're willing.
上帝就可以成为你的以马内利。
God will become your Emmanuel.
请你现在就站起来跟招待到后面去。
Please now stand and follow the ushers.
还有吗？
Any more? Any more?
还有没有一位？
Maybe one last one?
勇敢的就去。
Be brave, brave.
从来没有一个人会后悔。
Be brave, follow.
勇敢的跟着去。
No one will ever regret believing in Jesus.
从来没有一个人后悔。
Never one would regret.
跟着去吧。
Just follow.
还有哪一位？感谢主，感谢主。
We thank God, praise the Lord. Just follow, praise the Lord.
还有没有？
Any more?
还有没有一位朋友？
Any last one?
亲爱的朋友，
My dear friends,
我真的希望上帝的爱能够改变你的人生。
I truly hope that the love of God would change your life.
去吧。
Go.
勇敢的去。
Be brave.
Oh, okay. 还有哪一位？
Any more?
有没有哪一位朋友你愿意过去？
Any more friend you want to go?
跟着他们去。
And follow them.
还有没有一位？
Any more?
还有吗？
Is there any more?
不要带着你的罪恶回家。
Don't bring your sins to home.
不要继续活在孤单和痛苦的里面。
Do not continue to live in loneliness and pain.
今天就是悦纳的日子。
Today is the day of acceptance.
今天就是拯救的日子。
The day of your salvation.
耶稣说，
Jesus said,
凡到我这里来的，
Whoever comes to me,
我一个都不丢弃。
I will never desert.
谁愿意以马内利的神成为他的神？
Who would want the God of Emmanuel becoming your God?
请你现在就跟招待到后面去。
Please now follow the usher to the back.
还有没有一位？
Is there any more? Any last one?
不要怕。
No need to be afraid.
真的不要怕。
No need to be afraid.
你去了你就知道这有多好。
As you go, you realize how good it is.
恭喜你，恭喜你，太好了。
Very good.
感谢主，感谢主，哈利路亚。
哈利路亚。
哈利路亚。
哈利路亚。Praise the Lord.
因为时间的关系，我们不能够再等。
Now, because of time, he cannot wait any longer.
请我们低头祷告。
Shall we bow and pray now?
天父，我们实在要感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
是你莫大的恩典。
It is your amazing grace.
把我们带到这里。
Has brought us here.
是你奇妙的救恩。
It's amazing salvation.
让这么多的朋友们。
It has got so many friends.
愿意成为你的孩子。
Willing to become your children.
求主自己保守带领他们前面的道路。
Pray the Lord you will keep and guide their future.
不只是赦免他们的罪。
Not only you will forgive their sins.
求你的新生命在他们的里面。
May your new life be in them.
让他们真的可以跟随你。
They truly can follow you.
我们也为着我们中间还有少数的朋友。
We also pray for among us there are few.
他们好像还在挣扎。
They are still struggling.
好像没有办法。
Not able to.
我们求你怜悯他们。
We pray the mercy will come upon them.
求你继续的感动他们。
May you continue to draw them and
move them. 我们盼望早早的有一天。
And pray that one day sooner.
你可以让他们回家。
You will call them home.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.